612 days on your halving, Ethereum grid index sitting at 27%, which is fear, not a lot, and Bitcoin scroll trading at 20.4k, still trading above the 19k, 20k support area, which is pretty nice. On the weekly time frame, it's kind of looks like a double bottom, which again, another bullish indicator would be if we're gonna have at least the bounce. MACD on a weekly time frame currently in a green phase, which is kind of neutralish because we are not having that big of a momentum since the red phase that was like a month ago, it kind of closed. So yeah, nothing special. On the RSI currently oversold 33%, again not extremely oversold, but still pretty nice to have them some room to for the bullish momentum on RSI. The current support, again the major one for us, would be 19-20k area, and resistance for us still is 20k. 250 moving average on a weekly time frame is still above our trading candle. 200 MA is currently sitting at 23k, which is again not that far away, but 50 MA is kind of far away, approximately 39k. So yeah, 30k, 20k kind of room, trading room that we are right now. Ethereum is kind of outperforming right now Bitcoin, but it had kind of the bigger sell-off compared to the Bitcoin in a recent month. So there's that. So again, we got like 2 months left till the 1 year since all-time high mark, which again in the last bear market it was the mark of the bottom of this of the crypto winter. And this time, if again 2 months left approximately, if we're gonna have another bottom, if it's gonna be confirmed, it'll be pretty nice, because since that time we had only bullish momentum in the previous crypto winter. So yes, pretty much all the indicators for Bitcoin, all T for today. Let's move to the news. Today we got some pretty interesting news. First news are coming from IMF. So IMF expects US economy to experience high inflation for at least another year or two. Which high inflation? Again, if inflation above 3%, it means high. So it means about 3% we're gonna have for another year or two. Current inflation is sitting at 8.5%. In the next 2 weeks we're gonna have another data for the inflation rate, which would be pretty interesting to see. So yeah, another news coming from Argentina. Argentinian province, which is called Mendoza, starts accepting tax payments in crypto. Again, bullish thing for the crypto, more adoption, which is pretty nice. Also, crypto ATM company BitPays prepares to open operations in Venezuela this year. Again, more adoption, pretty bullish. Binance Pay partnerships. Binance Pay partnerships allows Dubai entrepreneurs to repay loans using crypto. Again, Dubai is pretty positive on crypto and in general on some new technologies, and you know, millennials, Gen Z, they love all of that. Iranian business get the green light to use crypto for imports. Again, Iran is pretty bullish since a lot of sanctions there. They pretty bullish on crypto and they kind of using crypto for imports now. So yeah, but for us is obviously bullish. Also, what is bearish? What's the bearish news? Not a lot. CEO of Ragnarok Metaverse, which is the game, admits to treasury mismanagement, including nearly $2 million in trading losses and exorbitant salaries. So yeah, it's some pretty bad news, some shady business. Also, Indian financial crime authorities searching the offices of CoinSwitch, which is the country's largest crypto company. But again, they just searching, it's in India. So yeah, so yeah, it's pretty much all bearish news for today. As you can imagine, nothing bad is happening in crypto. Also, Ethereum merge is gonna start happening in September 6th, which which is approximately in a week. Yeah, we got like 1 week to wait. And the final stage of this merge should happen, which would be called Paris, which should happen between September 10 and September 20, which again approximately would be September 15, 16. We'll see. But yeah, it means next month we should finally start having the Ethereum merge from proof of work to proof of stake. Hoping for a successful merge and obviously extremely bullish momentums for Ethereum, because if Ethereum will pump, Bitcoin will follow. So yeah, to the moon, to the moon, to the moon.